Hello, Fightful Faithful. Welcome to another episode of Sour Grabs. I'm your host, Alex Pulowski, and I'm fucking insane! I've lost it. I don't have anything left. Guys. I don't know where. Fuck it. Who cares? Somebody said that my last episode of Sour Grabs, I was Joker-fied, which is fucking insane. Because to be Joker-fied, I think, is the pinnacle of where you can be. Insanity wise, and if you thought I was Joker-fied last time, you motherfuckers ain't seen anything yet. The main event segment of SmackDown last night was almost an hour long. It featured three matches and two disqualifications. 11 men were involved in the segment, and five of them aren't even on SmackDown. That's fucking insane. That's fucking insane. That's fucking insane. That's fucking insane. No, okay, listen. I think we all, and certainly I, expected that the Peacock deal, the cock, expected that the cock was going to lead to a downgrade in WWE programming. I think we all expected that. I just don't think we all expected it to be immediate. Like, I think we thought we had a grace period, you know? Like, no. They said, fuck it. Let's burn it all down right now. Let's burn it. Pour the gasoline. Light it on fire. Set the match right now. Let's do it. Let's fucking do it. Let's just say, fuck it. You know what a great run SmackDown has been on? Been a pretty good show, you know? Since SummerSlam. There's also Raw. Raw's been over there. A steaming pile of dog shit for what seems like years. We got one over here, pretty good. One over here, steaming pile of dog shit. Let's see if we could have one of them influence the other to be more like it. Like, which one would we... Do we want the pretty good one to make the dog shit less dog shit? Or do we want the pretty good one to have dog shit smeared all over it? Which one do you think they went with? Which one? Because it was fairly fucking obvious last night. Vince got a hold of the cock, and he took the cock and he sprayed it all over SmackDown. He just took his cock and sprayed it all over SmackDown. That's what he did. So SmackDown was just sprayed with a cock. Smeared with dog shit, sprayed with a cock. And normally you have to pay for those kind of videos. But no, it was on free TV, motherfuckers. Oh, God. I'm going to try and fucking hold it together tonight, people, but I don't know that I'm going to be able to. Let's see what happens. Like, I mean, it was a fucking terrible episode of SmackDown. Like, even the things that were good, they weren't as good as people said they were. I watched some people like, oh, no, there was some good stuff. No, there wasn't. There fucking wasn't anything good. There was nothing good. Like, nothing. Bianca Belair beat Bayley. Oh, joy, oh, rapture. Bianca Belair got to sell for Bayley for however long the match was. Then sidestep a Bayley attack and hit her finisher to win. Because if there's anybody on the women's roster that you want to build as a babyface by showing how good they can sell, it's uber athlete Bianca fucking Blair. That's the person you want to build as somebody who sells all the time. Who's in peril. Oh God, how will Bianca ever comb the over... ever overcome the odds? How Bianca? Oh no, Bayley's in charge of this match. Bayley's never gonna let Bianca. Oh, Bianca kicks out. Bianca kicks out. Bianca kicks out. Bianca hit her finisher. Oh my God, she won. Puke. So happy Bianca won. I'm so happy Bianca beat Bayley. I am. They never should have had the first match. Bayley never should have beat Bianca weeks ago. That never should have fucking happened. So it's not Bianca getting a win back, because that first match should never fucking happened. So this should be the first match they ever had. And if you want to fucking tell the story of, oh, Bianca got run into a fucking basketball hoop, which is like fucking out of context. Like out of context. Bianca hurt her arm because she got thrown into a basketball hoop, or the basketball hoop got pushed on her, whatever the fuck happened. Like, how crazy is that? No, that's what we're doing. She's got a hurt arm. Bianca can't possibly wrestle her best match because her arm is hurt because of a basketball hoop. That's how we want to tell this story. Good. Bianca won. Guess what's going to happen tomorrow? Bayley's going to eliminate Bianca. And we're going to keep this thing fucking going till SummerSlam. Let's do it till SummerSlam, guys. Let's keep Bianca under the thumb of Bayley in a 50-50 feud for 9 months. Let's do it. Fuck it. Why not? Watch it burn, right, guys? I don't fucking care anymore. Except, I guess I do, because it's driving me fucking insane. So that was that. They had an interview with Bayley prior to the match, where Bayley's like, I watched the Chronicle. If you haven't watched Bianca Belair's Chronicle, it's very good. She opens up about how she was bulimic, or what do they call it? BED, something. I'm not sure exactly what that stands for, but that was, it's a bulimic. It's a different kind of thing. She was throwing up her food, but it was a different kind of bulimia. Anyway, that eating disorder and a kind of depression led to her. If you read between the lines in the story she tells on the Chronicle, attempting to take her own life. It's an incredibly sad story. So, I mean, obviously Bianca got out of that. She made it back from the brink, and that's good. And we should all commend her for that. What an amazing story it is for her to overcome all of those difficulties in her past to be where she is now. So, of course, they have Bayley go, oh, yeah, it was really bad for her before. All she was doing was rubbing for her problems. And guess what? The biggest problem she's ever faced is me. And I'm going to put her right back in that dark place. So Bayley's promo is how she's going to drive Bianca to try to commit suicide again. That's a terrible fucking promo. I know she's a heel and whatever, but Jesus. Maybe not. And then they interview Bianca after she beats Bayley, and she hits him with a woo child, which I do love Bianca. I do. I do. I don't want to see her get eliminated by Bayley tomorrow and then face Bayley in a never-ending series of matches in which she takes one step forward and one step back all the time because they can't figure out that we're not really sure. We don't want to put you over Sasha. And we know if we put you in a match with Sasha and you lose, well, that's not good either. So let's just keep you away from the title for a while. That'll be fun for everybody. Guys, I gotta drink some Sprecher root beer, get some sweetness in here because I'm losing it. That is very sweet. That is very sweet. That's helping me out a little bit. What else happened? Oh, right. Daniel Bryan kicked off the night. I skipped around a little bit because, you know, fuck it, who cares? But Bianca Belair, her match with Bayley was second on the night. The first thing that happened was Daniel Bryan came out and talked about, for the 1,000,000th time, that he has never won a Royal Rumble match, and that's the one thing in his career that he hasn't done, and he really wants to do it. Which doesn't fill me with confidence that he is going to do that tomorrow. Because I have learned from watching too much of this shit so much that it has driven me insane. That when they point to something over and over and over again, there's a 20% chance that what they're pointing to is going to happen and an 80% chance of what they're pointing to is not going to happen. So they keep to be like, they're pointing at this whole Daniel Bryan's going to win the Rumble thing. They're pointing at it. They're pointing at it. They're pointing at it. They're pointing at it. And so it makes me think that they're actually not going to pull the trigger on it. You know? But he gets interrupted by AJ Styles. And this is the first inkling we have of the dog shit being smeared and the cock being sprayed. I get it. It's the big show before the Rumble. You know, both brands are in the Rumble. Yeah, sure, why not? We did such a weird, crazy, fucked up go home show on Raw. Let's try and do a proper go home show for the Rumble on SmackDown. So we'll get everybody involved. Everybody into the pool. Sure, why not? Maybe somebody will drown. And won't that be fun? Sorry, I went to a dark place there. AJ comes out with I'm gonna say Omos. If they try and change it again, I'm going to keep calling him Omos. That's it. You've had five different name changes. That's the end of them. Omos, that's his name. Okay? Are we all good? Do we all agree? His name is Omos. That's his name now. Okay? Good. Daniel Bryan says, "What the hell are you doing here?" And Omos answers, "Brand to brand invitational." And if you remember, that's a fucking stupid thing they did a while ago, where one brand could invite a member of the other brand to go over there and be part of the brand invitational. Charlotte was on all the brands all the time, and you were only supposed to be able to go once during any quarter, but she went like 10 times. And AJ says, anytime that you want, you can go from your brand to the other brand. But that's not an invitational. Because nobody extended you an invitation. If you can go whenever you want, that's a hostile takeover. That's not an invitation. That's the pop-in. That's the drop-by. Knock, knock. Can I come in? That's a different thing than being invited formally once a quarter. Yeah. Anyway, he says some things that Daniel Bryan doesn't like. And Daniel Bryan says, how about you and me have a match tonight? And AJ says, okay, I guess. And then he shoves Daniel Bryan. That match, or what that match leads to, takes up the last hour of the show, basically. Yeah. Wouldn't that be interesting? God. If we got, remember how great their intercontinental title match was, you know, for the vacant intercontinental title, Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles back in the summer. An amazing match they had on SmackDown. God, what a great match that was. Imagine if we got that, but it was like almost an hour long. Wouldn't that be great? Just kidding. We're not going to get that. The thing we're going to get instead is going to drive me fucking insane. So, that's the first thing that happens. Then we had the Bianca thing. Then what else happened? Because I forget. Everything kind of runs together. It doesn't really fucking matter, does it? Yeah, sure. Right. Okay, good. So, right. Oh, this stupid fucking thing. Hey, last week, do you remember a match that nobody fucking cared about that ended and we didn't care? And like during it, we didn't care. Before it happened, we were like, I'm not going to care about this. Then we didn't care during it. And then afterwards, we didn't care. They said, let's do that again. So it was it's Dominic Mysterio versus Baron Corbin. Who fucking cares? Who fucking cares? Who fucking cares? Dominic decided to cheat and attack King Corbin when King Corbin was on his way to the ring. Which, good for you, Kit, I guess. I guess they're trying to, like, are they trying to build seeds so that when Dominic turns on his old man, we saw hints of him, like, being, he wasn't quite ready for the pressure, you know? And it builds and builds and builds and builds. Talking about he snaps on his old man. So we're going to? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Corbin wins, so who fucking cares? Rey Mysterio is on commentary, and like Rey tried to put his son over. He's his own man. He's got to do things himself, blah, blah, blah. So Rey and Corbin get into a fight after the match, and Rey gets the better of Corbin. So Corbin is going to eliminate both Dominic and Rey from the Rumble. Yes, that's right. Dominic is in the Royal Rumble. I don't know if he could declare or whatever, but that's nepotism. Because if Ricochet can't declare for the Rumble, but Dominic can, that's nepotism. That's Rey getting involved. Because fuck that shit. If Ricochet can't declare, Drew Gulak can't declare, but Dominic can, fuck that shit. That's nepotism. I'm not here for that. No. Rey, keep your nose out of official business. Don't go to bat for your kid. That's bullshit. That's no. No, happening that. No. Big E decides he's going to bribe Sonya Deville, who's wearing a salmon-colored suit. I don't know. No word if she's going to give a retirement speech and be interrupted by John Cena and then slam her on the mat. No word if that happened or not. I'm guessing no, because we probably would have heard about it. That's a salmon-colored suit joke. Big E tries to bribe her with a single dollar bill and what he says is a forthcoming Arby's coupon to get his number for the Battle Royal. And then The Miz and John Morrison show up. The Miz and John Morrison are cock spray and dog shit personified. If you want to spray a cock and smear some dog shit all over SmackDown, the people you do that with are Miz and John Morrison. They are cock spray and dog shit. Whenever they have a tag matches, they should be called cock spray and dog shit. I don't know which is which. I'm not really sure. I haven't decided yet. I'll get back to you on that. apparently, they asked what happened to Adam Pearce, and she said, well, after he put himself in a match with Paul Heyman last week, some people pulled some strings and forced him to take a night off. Okay, fine.
Big E says, get that. Why are you here? Get out. Get your raw stench off our show. Which, like, Big E, I'm sorry. Like, the stench is there now. Like, it's there to stay. It's, you can't wash it off. It's like the skunk. And no, I don't know how many cans of tomato juice you bathe in. That skunk stench is there forever. They make a terrible joke about GameStop stocks. Not even a joke. It's like, it's back in the day when Vince was on commentary in the early 90s, he would just mention things that were happening in pop culture and the world. Like, not even really make a joke about them. Like, can you believe this thing that happened earlier this week? And then whoever was on commentary with him was like, yeah, that's a thing that happened. So it's, if you ever want to know what happened during any week of like 1994, just go back and watch Raw on the network. Well, it's still on the network, but eventually you could be able to go back and watch WWE Raw from 1994 on the Cock. And over on the Cock, they'll tell you what was happening in 1994 because he'll just mention it offhandedly. Can you believe who won the Grammy this week? Like, he'll just fucking do it. He'll just mention it. It's just, anyway, that's what cock spray and dog shit do. They mention a thing that happened. The root beer is helping me a little bit. I'm not talking about the end of the show, so it's helping me to calm down a little bit. I don't know if you've noticed. Thank God root beer is here. Big E yells at Miz and Morrison about how they have no shot because they're over the hill of winning the Rumble. And then there's a brawl. And they just start beating each other up. And that's the second brawl that is broken out. And then they go immediately commercial. And it's like, well, that's a thing that's happening there. Can we find the end? Like, because Dominic attacks Baron Corbin and is beating him up on the ramp, just laying punches in him. And Baron Corbin is laid out, splayed out, and Dominic's just raining punches down on him. And like, oh, this match starts next. What the fuck's going on? Is there actually going to be a match? Because right now, you got one of the participants is beating the hell out of the other person. Can we not see how that ends before you, oh, no, it's a contractually obligated commercial has to happen right now? Okay, fine. This is the other one. Big E is fighting a 2-on-1 brawl backstage against Miz and Morrison against cock spray and dog shit. Or is it dog shit and cock spray? I'm not really sure. And they're just like, okay, well, we'll see what happens later. Bye. Here's another fucking thing. This is going to make me insane. Okay, we're going to talk about it. Okay. So, on Raw, they announced that on Backstage, which has just happened earlier tonight, as I'm recording this on a Saturday, that on Backstage they were going to announce the number one and number two entrants in the Women's Royal Rumble, and they were going to announce the number 30 entrant in the Men's Royal Rumble. And then last night on SmackDown, they were like, oh, no, fuck that. Plans have changed because we never think further than 45 minutes ahead. So now, as of last night, they said, we're going to find out who the number one and number two entrants for the Men's Royal Rumble are. And to determine the 30th entrant in the Women's Royal Rumble, we're going to have a match. To determine who's the number 30 in the Women's Royal Rumble. Winner of the match becomes number 30, which is a huge leg up in trying to become the winner of the Women's Royal Rumble, which will get you a ticket directly to the main event of WrestleMania, at least the women's main event, kind of. I mean, not really sure. I mean, Charlotte won the Women's Royal Rumble last year, and I don't think her and Rhea Ripley was necessarily one of the main events of WrestleMania last year. It might have been. I mean, depending on, you know, if they hadn't had the fucking horrible deadly plague that was going on. Who am I to say? But guess who they picked to wrestle for the honor of being the number 30 woman in the Royal Rumble? Tamina versus Natalya. Because one of the two of them definitely deserves it. Here's what they could have done and should have done. Instead of this shit, how about they have a segment backstage where Bayley and Bianca are arguing over who's going to win the Royal Rumble, which one of them? And then, oh, it all depends on who comes in later, says Bayley. And Bianca says, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who comes in when if I see you in the room, I'm going to toss your ass over the thing. I'm going to become the blah, blah, blah. And they get into a little shoving match, and Sonya Deville walks up. And Sonya Deville establishes herself as general manager. She says, okay, that's it. The match you have tonight, I'm calling it. I'm going to do this. I was given the authority by Stephanie McMahon to determine who's coming in when. So here's what we're going to do. The winner of your match tonight gets number 30, and the loser gets number 1. Now that's got some stakes to it, doesn't it? Doesn't it? It's got a lot of stakes. That'd be interesting. And here's the deal. Here's the deal. I think that Bianca should lose that match. And Bayley comes in at 30. And Bianca starts it off at 1. And Bianca should still be in the match when Bayley comes in at 30. That's what I think. And then I think that Bayley should be eliminated by Bianca anyway. That's how I would have that happen. But it doesn't have to be Bianca and Bayley. It could be any two people. Any people who deserve to be in the match, you see. You could have done something like this on Raw. You could have had, Charlotte versus Asuka. Well, no, Asuka's the damn women's champion. Shayna versus Nia. Make them fight each other. Something interesting like that. I don't know. Natalya versus Tamina, though? That's fucking stupid. Guess who won the match tonight? I didn't watch it, but I found out who won. Natalya won. Natalya's going to be number 30. Oh, can't you wait? I bet you I can't wait. I can't wait to see Natalya versus Sasha Banks. Or Natalya versus Asuka. Or Natalya versus Io Shirai. Or whoever's the women's champions of any of the brands. At WrestleMania, because Natalya's going to win the Royal Rumble, they want us to think. Here's the other thing that's really fucking funny. So the men's entrance at number 1 and number 2, they were announced, right? So who's it going to be? Who is it, number 1 and number 2? Is it going to be a fresh matchup? Two people we've never seen fight before? Two people who we've never really seen have a chance to lock up? Two different styles. Like, we've never seen somebody like this and somebody like this go in the ring before. Who could it be? Who could it be? Oh, two people from different brands that we've never seen lock up before. Here's you know, it could be. Wouldn't this be interesting? Bobby Lashley, United States champion, and Big E, Intercontinental champion. Let them lock up and try to toss each other over the top rope for a little while. That'd be interesting. We didn't get to see Big E's become the Intercontinental title since Survivor Series, so we didn't get to see a Big E versus Bobby Lashley match. Ooh, that would be interesting. Surely they were not going to do a retread of the most embarrassing branding they've ever given to a match before. Certainly they wouldn't do that. Just kidding. It's Edge and Orton. Edge and Orton. So it's now, I believe they've actually decided to call it the greatest two guys to ever start a Royal Rumble match ever. And you must refer to it as that. Because it was really funny how they called their match at Backlash the greatest wrestling match ever. And then when they were handing out their top 10 of best matches of the year, it came in at number 3. They called it the greatest wrestling match ever. And then they gave that match themselves 3rd place. Good news is it doesn't look like Orton's going to win the Royal Rumble. Bad news is Edge isn't going to win the Royal Rumble. If I thought this was like the end of their trilogy and we don't have to watch them wrestle anymore after this, no. I think they will eliminate each other within the first minute that they are in the ring together. And that'll lead to another match at WrestleMania. Can't you wait? I can't wait. Oh, God. It'll be so great to watch Edge wrestle only the same guy since he's been back. Edge came back at the Royal Rumble last year and has only wrestled Randy Orton since he's been back. No dream matches for us. Oh, no. No passing of the torch. Uh-uh. No, oh my God, he's back. But all these people haven't even been here for as long as he's been gone. Look at all of these people he could have a match with. Nope, sorry, he's got to wrestle his old tag team partner in perpetuity forever. Sasha Banks, who's wearing very tall boots, meets with Carmella's sommelier, Reginald. They had a match last week, if you'll recall. Reginald, I think, is standing in a ditch of some kind because he's not that short. He says, Kalisto, I don't believe we've seen Kalisto wrestle a match since he was drafted to SmackDown and separated from the rest of the Lucha House Party. He's only appeared wearing his fucking Lucha mask under a goddamn fedora twice. Like, bumping into people backstage, that's it. Kalisto, did you retire and not tell anybody? Because when you came back from your long hiatus, when you were off with some injury, you came back shredded. And you haven't had any matches since fucking October, dude. Are you all right? Are you going to be in the match tomorrow? Can you declare yourself? Can you declare yourself and Ricochet can't? I don't know. I'd like to find out. Where's this list? Show me the list, Adam Pearce. Who can declare themselves and who cannot? Anyway, he sees Sasha and he says, oh, mamacita, or some shit like that. And he walks away. And then she comes up against Reginald. Reginald says, I come in peace. Whatever. Here's a bottle of wine. Carmella asked me to give it to you. What wine is best paired with you losing your championship title? What's the best wine I can get for Carmella? She asks of Reginald, the Cirque du Sommelier. What's the best kind of wine I can get for Carmella to commemorate her losing to me? It's a terrible joke done twice. Carmella versus Sasha Banks is happening at the pay-per-view. It's the one women's match, singles women's match on the show. Shinsuke Nakamura is talked to by Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn brings up that they were very good friends, and now they're not. And then he also says, it's weird. It seems like you and Cesaro are going your own ways. What's the deal with that? And I would like to know, what's the deal with that? Why are you always breaking up tag teams? Why are you always breaking up tag teams? Why? Why do you have to keep breaking up tag teams? There are no tag teams on SmackDown now. It's just Dolph and Rude, and I haven't seen Rude in weeks. Did Dolph kill him? Where's Rude? Not that I care. I don't care. If I never see Robert Rude again, it'll be too soon. But where did he go? He became tag champion, and he's gone forever. The Street Profits aren't on the show last night. Are they in the Royal Rumble? I guess they could be. I don't know, but they were told they're not allowed to have a tag team rematch against Root and Ziggler. Against Rootler and Ziggles. Zig and Rootler. Bebolf and Rolfsteady. They're not allowed to have a tag team rematch for their titles. And they broke up Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura. So who is there left? Gable and Otis. Oh, good. More Otis on television. I can't wait. Oh, God. Shinsuke Nakamura tells Sami Zayn to go to hell. So Shinsuke Nakamura is fully babyface now. Because he doesn't like Sami Zayn. Everybody said this segment between Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens was amazing. It was fire. And it was okay. It's pretty good. I don't like this whole, like, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Like, I love my dad as much as the next guy, but the idea of, like, your father was a fool. How do you like them apples? And the other guy being like, dude, now I really gotta punch you extra hard because you called my dad a fool. I mean, really? We doing that shit? I guess we're doing that shit. I liked how Kevin Owens called him a community theater mob boss. I thought that was funny. Anyway. We haven't seen Jey Uso in a long time. I hope he's okay. We got word today that Mia Yim has tested positive for the coronavirus. So that sucks. Get well soon, Mia Yim, which probably explains why Keith Lee hasn't been around and has also quietly been removed from the Royal Rumble discussion, which sucks for Keith Lee because I think he had a really good chance of maybe like being the guy who eliminates the most people in the Rumble or whatever. I mean, this thing back and forth between Reigns and Owens is decent, but like I already wanted to see them fight in the Last Man Standing match. I appreciated, you know, Roman being calm the whole time, but I still don't understand. Like, it's some of it's really weird. Like, your grandfathers are dead, and the next time you see them, they will tell you that you were stupid to not call me your tribal chief. The first thing they say when they meet Kevin Owens in heaven is to say, hey, grandson, it's good to see you. By the way, you really should have called Roman Reigns your tribal chief. Boy, you made a mistake with that one. And the idea that he would say that to Kevin Owens, it would make Kevin Owens frothing mad. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I'm sorry. It just doesn't. I appreciated Roman being able to turn off the video feed with a remote, which I didn't know you could do, but cool. Hey, so here's the last hour. Here's the last hour of SmackDown. We're 40 minutes in, only 40 minutes in, guys, and we got the last hour to talk about. And there's really not much to talk about except for the fact that it's, you know, cock spray and dog shit. Because they make an appearance too. Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles with Cesaro on commentary randomly. And Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles is a good match. You know, it's impossible for them not to be a good match, I guess. So Okay, here's the Sami Zayn comes out first. Cesaro says there's no division between him and Nakamura. That's what he says. I don't buy it. So I think they'll eliminate each other, which will maybe, I don't know. Who fucking cares, right? Who knows? Sami Zayn comes out with his signs in his documentary, True. I love Sami Zayn, and I'm sorry that they make him do this shit because it's really fucking tiresome. So he's out there. He's got one of his signs says, Big E is not my Intercontinental Champion. So Big E comes out because I guess he saw the sign. Big E earlier was wearing one of his like ugly sweaters. That's what he's wearing now. That's his stees. And now he comes out in full wrestling gear. So we're like, oh, it's definitely gonna become a multi-man tag match. So so Big E gets in Cesaro's face, I guess. He throws Sammy over the announce table, which kind of brushes Cesaro. Cesaro gets into Big E's face. Then Brian runs the ropes and hits Sammy and Cesaro with suicide dive. AJ puts Brian back in the ring, and then Sammy comes up and kicks Brian in the ring. That's a DQ. So the singles match with... Is Omos out there? Omos isn't out there. That's the thing. That's the other thing. Omos, excuse me. I keep calling him Omos because that was the first name they gave him, and it stuck with me. Sorry. Omos came out with AJ and decided to head back to the back by himself to let AJ have the match by himself because I guess they figured that if you're going to have 11 men in the final segment, the 12th would just be overkill. A 12th guy hanging out and a 6th guy from Raw hanging out in the main event segment on a different show that is not Raw, that would just be over the top. That would be excessive. Like a 6th guy would be too much. 5 is fine, but 6 is just no. Can't have it. Also, I think it would be kind of funny because I think if Omos is out there and the guy that comes in at the very end comes out, then you got a stare down you don't know what to do with. So, I'll bring that up, I guess, later. What am I avoiding spoilers? So there's a singles match that has 1, 2, 3 guys who just come in and hang out at ringside. Wouldn't you know it, there's a disqualification. And then a big brawl. And then another guy comes out. Shinsuke Nakamura comes out. He's almost fights Cesaro, but decides not to. And then the brawl keeps going. And then after that, we go to commercial and we come back and it's now a 6-man tag. Wouldn't you know it? Now it's Big E and Daniel Bryan and Shinsuke Nakamura versus Cesaro and Sami Zayn and AJ Styles. Oh, gosh. Well, at least they're going to find a way to settle their differences in the ring, I suppose. Surely they won't bring out anybody else. Whoops. Miz and Morrison come out. Dog shit and cock spray come out, and they decide to attack Big E for this qualification because you know they had a fight last, they had a fight and we never saw the result of that fight So maybe they still have some unfinished business with Big E. So they have to attack Big E during the six-man tag, which is only a six-man tag because they're a disqualification after the singles match. So we have a singles match that is a disqualification that ends in a six-man tag that ends in a disqualification. Well, surely that's the end of the show. Nope, because there's a big brawl and Miz and Morrison are fighting on beating up Big E, but Sami Zayn is helping them. And then the Otis comes out and Otis hits the ring and he levels Miz and Morrison. He hits the big caterpillar. Chad Gable's nowhere to be found because that would be crazy. Adding Chad Gable to the mix, backing up his tag team partner, that would be insane. You can't do it. So there's no Chad Gable, but there is an Otis, and Otis is out there. And then we go to the commercial. Okay, now the commercial. We come back from the break, and there is a 9-man, 5-on-4 handicap match. The Miz, John Morrison, Sami Zayn, AJ Styles, and Cesaro versus Otis, Shinsuke Nakamura, Big E, and Daniel Bryan. It's a 5-on-4, but Michael Cole accidentally gives away the game because he says it's a 10-man tag, and Corey Graves is like, wait, there's only 9 guys out there, Michael. I don't know what you're counting. And Michael Cole's like, oh, excuse me, I got it confused. So they have another match. There's a third match. A third match. Was it a 5-on-4? Was it booked as a 5-on-4? Or was it booked as a 10-man tag? That point is very important if you actually stick around to find out what happens at the end of the match. And what happens at the end of the match is Sheamus comes in. He's another guy who's actually on Raw and now is coming back to SmackDown. When he left SmackDown, he was as heel could be. Remember that? Remember how he almost killed Elias with a fucking car and blamed it on Jeff Hardy and then never saw justice? Remember that? The last thing that he did was have a big old fight with Big E. Big E and Sheamus are not friends. I don't know if they've ever buried the hatchet, but now that Sheamus is a babyface on Raw, you know, because he's best friends with Drew McIntyre, and that's the only reason, maybe he and Big E could, like, you know, hash things out over a can of Sprite at catering. You never know. It's possible. I don't know. I'd like to think maybe their better angels could get the best of them. Who knows? But all we know is that Sheamus must have got fucking stuck in traffic or something because he's like 6 minutes late to the party. He comes in, does a few moves, hits a brogue kick, and gets the pin in a match he wasn't even in. The match started as a 5-on-4 handicap match. He becomes the 5th guy on the 4 team, so how is he even a legal man? What's going on? That doesn't matter either, because after Sheamus gets the pinfall to end the match he wasn't even in, which only happened because there was a DQ on a match he wasn't even in, which only happened because there was a DQ on a match that none of them were in, Braun Strowman shows up. We haven't seen Braun Strowman since he roughed up Adam Pearce because Adam Pearce said something. He said, last but not least, Braun Strowman. So Braun Strowman decided to fuck up Adam Pearce and go on paid vacation for 2 months. Was his suspension up like yesterday? And not just like yesterday, but like at 9:57 p.m. Eastern time? What took you so long, big man? Were you also driving to the arena? He shows up after everybody is gone, and he beats up everybody, doesn't throw him over the top rope. I thought they were going to do the thing where everybody gets thrown over the top rope, and then Michael Cole could say, if this happens on Sunday, all of these guys will be eliminated. But he didn't say that. Well, he did. He did for the rest of the night. Anytime anybody got thrown over the top rope, Michael Cole was like, if this happened Sunday, that would be elimination. Yeah. Braun Strowman is back.
guess we'll have to contend with him somewhat on Sunday. Braun Strowman. Another guy who's like,
does anybody who that wants to be, who's on Raw, can they just show up on SmackDown anytime now? Do I have to prepare for this every fucking week? Just randos from Raw who show up on SmackDown and be like, hi. Hi, I'm dog shit Q Cockspray. I'm here to fuck up everything.
Is this something I have to look forward to every week? Can't wait. This is one of the shortest episodes of Sour Graps in months, and I am absolutely exhausted. It turns out being insane is tiring work, people. What the fuck? This is... Is this actually a thing that we're going to do now? Like, is it... Sheamus shows up in a match he's not in to get the pinfall, and Braun Strowman, who has been suspended, like, just decides to stroll on down to the ring and beat up everybody. I guess we have to assume his suspension is over, but we haven't heard anything about that. Is everybody asleep at the wheel? Maybe that's what happened with Sheamus, that he was asleep at the wheel, and that's why he ran over Elias. Oh, but wait, Elias still thinks it's Jeff Hardy, and nobody's ever explained to Elias that it wasn't Jeff Hardy, that it was Sheamus. Guys, I'm going to probably harp on that forever. I apologize. It's a brain worm that's burrowed into my head. Until Sheamus is put on trial for his crimes, I don't believe I'm going to be able to forgive him. That was SmackDown. Tomorrow is the Royal Rumble. I'm going to be here again after the Royal Rumble to do a post show with Sean Ross Sapp. I don't know what they're planning, but if last night is any indication, then it's sure to be absolutely fucking insane. And I don't know if I have it in me to react to it appropriately. I mean, I'm going to snap legitimately. Maybe I'll just sit here catatonic for an hour tomorrow night. Wouldn't it be great when the last guy alone in the ring is Daniel Bryan, and then Brock Lesnar shows up at number 30 and eliminates him in 2 seconds and goes back to the Rumble. Won't that be great, everybody? Won't we all be so happy when that happens? Won't we all be so happy when that happens? And then I'll get on the regular Fightful post show and I'll be able to say the tagline for Sour Graps. Maybe I'll say it through tears. Maybe I'll say it while cackling like a madman. Maybe both. Who knows? I don't want to know. But I don't know. We'll have to tune in tomorrow to find out. Oh, everything sucks.